Hello, my name is Bisi Oladipopo and welcome to my podcast. My website can be found at www.inspiredwordspodcast.com. Today, I'll be sharing on the gift in you. Everyone has been given a gift, and most times gifts. How can we say that? Scripture makes it clear. Ephesians 4 verses 7 to 8, and I read, "But unto every one of us is given grace, according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Therefore, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men." The Bible makes it clear he gives gifts unto men. James 1:17, and I read, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." We haven't done anything to earn God's gift. It's by his grace. I will call a gift a divine enablement, something find easy to do. It is the grace of God. So what should be our response to God's gift? Firstly, we should appreciate it and value it. Proverbs 17 verse 8, and I read, "A gift is as a precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. Wheresoever it turneth, it prospers." You must value your gift. It must be precious in your sight. Value it, even if those around you can't discern or appreciate it. It's important you value and see your gift as precious. That will help you tender to it and pay attention to it. It's a man's gift that makes room for him. It's a man's gift that causes a person to prosper. When your gift prosper, you prosper. Remember that prosperity is not just about money. Fulfillment of destiny, God's ordained destiny, is true prosperity. Proverbs 18 verse 16, and I read, "A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men." A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. A man's gift will make room for him. Everyone's room will be different. One person's room may be the pulpit. Another person's room may be the marketplace. Another person's room may be hidden. A mother person's room may be a grandmother or a mother praying. Everyone's room will be different. Don't let difficult situations or the trials of life make you abandon your gift, even if your gift has got you into trouble before. A good example is Joseph. Joseph had a gift of dreams, which as time went on, we have evidence that he was able to interpret dreams. Joseph's gift of dreams got him into trouble. His brothers sold him because he told them his dream. I think it is safe to say that at the tender age of 17, if Joseph had the interpretation of his dream, he probably would not have shared it with his brothers. I think it is also safe to say that if he did not dream and share his dream, he would not have gotten him into trouble with his brothers. Once again, this account can be found in the 37th chapter of Genesis. As time went on, we have evidence that Joseph interpreted the butler's dream. This can be found in Genesis chapter 40. Eventually, it was the gift of dream interpretation that brought Joseph out of prison overnight. Overnight, Joseph was called to interpret Pharaoh's dream, and Joseph became ruler over Egypt. What made him ruler over Egypt overnight? His gift of dream interpretation, given to him by God. We can see here a practical fulfillment of Proverbs 18 verse 16. Joseph's gift made room for him and brought him before great men. God is a master planner. Someone around you is waiting for your gift. We need one another. Just as God gave Joseph a gift that eventually saved lives, only the Lord knows why he has placed that gift in you. Joseph did not let his previous experience stop him from using his gift. Remember, the butler forgot him for 2 years after being a beneficiary of Joseph's gift. Thank God this did not cause Joseph to be discouraged and abandon his gift. So, my short exhortation today is this: let that gift be precious in your sight. Nurture it and see the Lord do his own purposes through it. God is a master planner. He has a purpose and a reason why he placed that special gift in you. Let's be good stewards of God's grace upon our lives. Let's see his gift as precious and also as an opportunity to participate in the expansion of his kingdom on earth. Thanks for listening.